You're listening to the Daily Mishnah Podcast with Benedict.
So we're in the 14th chapter of Yevamot, and we're dealing with these difficult questions or mind-bending questions about consent and capacity. Today we're going to look at the last three Mishnayot in the chapter, which, by the way, in the Kaufman manuscript are all separated out into individual paragraphs, just as we have here. But in many printed texts of the Mishnah, they're all rammed together. They're all they all run on one from another. And you'll see as we go through them that the material is very repetitive. And it all follows a principle that we learned in the 12th chapter of Yevamot, and we just need to remind ourselves of that principle in order to understand what follows. And once we get this principle, everything else will work. Ha-cheresh she-nechelatz ve-ha-chereshet she-chalatza ve-ha-choletzet la-katam chalitzata pesula. If a deaf man submitted to chalitza, or if a deaf woman performed chalitza, or if chalitza was performed on a minor, the chalitza is invalid. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work. Chalitza requires full mental capacity. If we don't have full mental capacity, we can't do it. And that, of course, is going to... Now, we can marry without full mental capacity. So the rabbis have ordained, deraita, we don't marry without full mental capacity. So if you like, for a full strength, fully caffeinated, kind of full fat marriage, we need full capacity as well. But the rabbis made a takana, if you like, that people with less than full mental capacity can marry. So they are effectively married de rabbanan. So I would say that marriage has got slightly less, it's got slightly less strength. And by the way, their divorce carries less strength. And we learned, by the way, in preceding Mishnayot, that again, going back to this question of capacity, a man requires capacity to give a bill of divorce, or a certain amount of capacity, but a woman does not. According to the Mishnah, a woman can be divorced without her consent, i.e. without her mental capacity. And we learned that Rabbeinu Gershom in the, probably the 11th century, made a takana that at least in the Ashkenazi world, a woman could no longer be divorced without her consent. I mean, he made numerous takanot. One, we remember, was that you shouldn't read someone else's mail, and one was about polygamy. We don't do polygamy anymore. But the crucial one is that we don't divorce a woman without her consent. However, the Mishnah doesn't know the takana of Rabbeinu Gershom. With those points in mind, let's just jump into the Mishnah. We're going to jump in at Mishnah 7. Shnei achim, echad cheresh ve'echad pikeach. So we got two brothers. One is deaf and the other is of sound senses. So effectively, one is of limited mental capacity. They're two brothers. The suim lishtei achayot nochriot pikot. They're married to two women who are not related to one another. So far we've been doing these examples with two brothers and two sisters. Now we've got two brothers and two women who are completely unrelated, and they are both in a full mental capacity. That's the scenario. Mate cheresh bala pikachat. So the deaf brother, husband of the woman of sound senses, he dies. So his brother, of course, has full mental capacity. And the Mishnah asks, ma yase pikeach bala pikachat. So what does the brother who has full mental capacity, married to a woman of full mental capacity, what does he do? Well, the widow has full mental capacity. So it's a normal, this is a classic case of yibum. Or choletz or miyabem. They can do chalitza, they can do yibum. They're both in full possession of their faculties. They can go either way. But There's always a but. Let's play the other way round. Mate, pikeach bala pikachat. What if the brother of full mental capacity dies? So he's leaving behind his deaf. He's the deaf brother is now alive. And the deaf brother, he can't do chalitza. He's deaf, we've learned. Without full capacity, he can't do chalitza. So the Mishnah asks, the brother of sound senses has died. Ma ya'aseh charesh bala pikachat? What does this deaf, mute brother do, the husband of the woman of sound senses? Well, he can't do chalitza, but of course he can do yibum. We learned that yibum doesn't require intention. Yibum doesn't require mental capacity. Somehow, this bond between the brother-in-law and the widow is set up on the death, on the childless death of the brother, somehow automatically. Consent is not required. So he marries Kones, ve'eno motzi le'olam. He must marry, and by the way, he can never divorce. Because this marriage is a full strength, full fat, fully caffeinated deraita marriage. And fine, maybe he can, okay, the rabbis allow him to divorce, but that's a rabbinic takana. His divorce cannot, if you like, annul a full marriage. So he can never, never divorce. He must marry his sister-in-law, and he can never divorce her. Let's play another couple of scenarios. Shnei achim pikrim nusuim mishtei achayot nochriot, achat chereshet ve'achat pikachat. So now, rather than the women being of sound senses, the men are of sound senses. So two brothers who are of sound senses are married to two women. They're not related. One is of sound senses and one is deaf. So it's the opposite example from the one we just looked at. Mate, pikeach bala chereshet. So the brother of sound senses, the husband of the deaf woman, died. So ma yase pikeach bala pikachat. So what does the brother of sound senses, husband of the woman of sound senses, do? Well, again, the widow is deaf mute. In this situation, the widow is deaf mute, and we've learned a deaf mute can't do chalitza. She can't do chalitza. So what does he do? Kones. He marries her. But in this case, he has full capacity. Im rotze lehotzi yotzi. He must marry, but he has full capacity. If he wishes to divorce, he divorces. And we need to remind ourselves that in the world of the Mishnah, he needs full capacity to divorce, but his wife doesn't need full capacity to accept that divorce. Mate, pikeach bala pikachat. What if the brother of sound senses dies? Sorry, the brother of sound senses, husband of the woman of sound senses. Ma yase pikeach bala chereshet. So what does the brother of sound senses who's married to a deaf mute do? Well, his sister-in-law is sound, right? He's married to the deaf mute, but his sister-in-law has all her faculties. So this is a classic case again. Or choletz, or miyabem. They can do whatever they like. They can do chalitza. They can do yibum. And now the last example. Shnei achim echad charesh ve'echad pikeach nusuim lishtei nochriot echad charesh ve'echad pikeach. So we've had the two brothers who are sound married to two women who are one deaf mute and one not. We've had two women who are sound married to two brothers, one deaf mute, one not. Now we're going to have two brothers, one deaf mute, not the other, married to two women who are not related, and one is deaf mute and one is not. And the Mishnah is going to assume that the one who's sound is the sound brother is married to the sound wife, and the deaf mute brother is married to the deaf mute wife. And this is, the Mishnah never spells this out, but the Mishnah just assumes this. Mate, cheresh bala chereshet. So the deaf brother, husband of the deaf wife, dies. So that, if you like, the brother with full faculties is left alive. Ma yaseh pikeach bala pikachat. So what does the brother of sound senses, husband of the woman of sound senses do? What does he do? Well, his sister-in-law is a deaf mute, so she can't do Yibum. We know this. Konais, he's got to marry her. And if he wants to divorce, he can divorce because he is in possession of all his faculties. What about the other way around? Mate, Pikeach, Baal Pikachat. So the one of sound senses dies. Ma Yaseh Cheresh Baal Chereshed. What about what does the deaf mute brother do? So now we have a deaf mute brother doing Yibum with a woman of sound senses. Well, we know they can't do Chalitza. The chalitza requires capacity on both parts. So they can't do chalitza. So he has to marry her, Konais. He marries her. There a nor motzi le'olam. He can never divorce her. So he's the deaf mute. His divorce is, let's say, it's a rabbinic takana. Deraita, he doesn't have capacity to really give a get. And yet his marriage via Yibum is a full strength to write a marriage, because marriage via Yibum doesn't require mental capacity. He's in a situation where, if you like, he can get into a marriage without capacity, but he can't get out of it without capacity. And so the Mishnah concludes that a nor motzi le'olam, he may never divorce.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Daily Mishnah Podcast with Benedict.